Thank you, David. We begin with news stories which include a miracle woman returning home and an attack on a football referee sees a prison sentence for the man responsible. But first, McDonald's comes under scrutiny from a whistleblower.
Managers at McDonald's restaurants ordered staff to prepare food in their own homes and bought stock from supermarkets, it can be revealed. A whistleblower, who used to work at the Hoveton branch, has lifted the lid on some of the methods used, including staff chopping up vegetables in their own kitchens and dashing out to buy hash browns from the co-op. A spokesman at McDonald's says, "Having investigated, we can confirm that this took place on a small number of occasions. The practice was stopped immediately when senior management became aware."
Two members of a callous poppy farming gang have been jailed for selling sickly and diseased dogs while claiming they were bred responsibly. Norwich Crown Court heard that the puppies were advertised for sale as being healthy, socialised and treated for worms and fleas. But when police raided one of their premises in 2017, they found dogs in cages, some in pitch-dark sheds and others in a caravan of temperatures of up to 30 degrees centigrade, Prosecutor Hazel Stevens said. Some of the dogs died within days of being sold. Barrister Andrew Oliver said in mitigation that Michael Rushmer started to use cocaine and made the foolish decision to buy dogs from travellers, which introduced parvovirus to the farm. Zoe Rushmer was remorseful and Jacob Murphy was trying to fund his drug habit, the court heard. Michael Rushmer also admitted 10 animal welfare offences and operating a pet shop and breeding establishment without a licence. Zoe Rushmer admitted 4 animal welfare offences and Murphy admitted 3.
Concerns have been raised about the loss of trees from Norwich, within the city's last mature elm tree having been removed after it came down in high winds. The tree in Chapelfield Garden had proved resistant to Dutch elm disease, but crashed to the ground a year ago and only its stump remains. The City Council had planted 250 trees this year and said the council carried out between 8,000 and 10,000 scheduled inspections each year, along with unplanned checks triggered by people's concerns or after bad weather. While the Chapelfield elm had proved resistant to Dutch elm disease, that was not the case for the tree which used to stand in Elm Hill. It was felled in 1979.
The daughter of a referee who suffered a broken eye socket after he was knocked out by a goalkeeper in a match did not recognise her dad, a court has heard. Horsford United keeper Aaron Wick, 36, punched Carl Smith so hard he knocked him unconscious during his team's Anglian combination 4th Division match against Feltwell last year. Norwich Crown Court heard the attack came after Wick was about to be shown a red card. Ian James, prosecuting, said the defendant had shown animosity to the referee even before the game had started. He said Wick had repeatedly questioned decisions made by the referee during the game in an aggressive manner, on occasions coming right up to the referee. Mr. James said Wick, whose behaviour had been unacceptable, was yellow carded in the first half, although this did not deter the defendant, who continued being aggressive. When the referee awarded Feltwell a penalty in the second half, Wick was vocal in his complaint. After the penalty was scored, leaving Horsford United trailing 3-0, Mr. James said he directed foul language towards the referee, who was about to show him the red card and send him off. At that point, the victim was struck and knocked unconscious. The court heard the referee was taken to the hospital following the incident. He needed to be fitted with a metal plate, which he will have to wear for life. Wick has been banned from the game for life by the FA following the incident. Wick, of Staithe Street, Wells, who has 12 previous convictions for 14 offences, including some for violence, previously admitted an offence of inflicting grievous bodily harm. Sentencing Wick to 20 months in prison, Judge Stephen Holt described it as a vicious attack on the victim who was refereeing a football match.
A Norfolk care home has been rated as outstanding and its staff praised for knowing how to make people feel valued. Care at Badger's Woods Care Home in School Road, Drayton, was described as exceptional and staff described as being exceedingly kind, caring and thoughtful when Care Quality Commission inspectors made an unannounced visit to the home in April. The 37-bed care home, which at the time of its most recent inspection had 33 residents, is part of the Larchwood Care Homes. It was previously rated as good by the CQC in 2016. The home was praised for its work with the local community, and the care home's manager described as going the extra mile to promote intergenerational relationships.
A Norwich woman who was left paralysed after falling 13 feet and landing on her head during an aerial trick has described her recovery as a miracle. Nina Jusilla, 29, has just returned to her city home after spending 13 weeks in hospital recovering from the horrific accident, which left her paralysed on one side of her body and unable to walk. Miss Jusilla, who works teaching entrepreneurship to university students, took up performing using aerial silks as a hobby around 4.5 years ago. She was perfecting a new trick when one wrong move sent her plummeting to the floor where she landed on her head. An X-ray showed her 4th and 5th vertebrae were damaged, with the latter dislocated and putting pressure on her spine. And after 7 hours of surgery, where she had to be awake to make sure further damage was not done, Miss Jusilla found that while she could feel pain in her left side, she could not move it. What followed was weeks of intensive treatment, both at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital and in hospital in Sheffield. And all of Miss Jusilla's hard work paid off when, on May the 10th, she walked unaided.
A Norwich shop owner says his building shook when a car smashed into his neighbour's wall on Sproston Road. Paul Beatty, who owns New Scene opposite the Brickmakers pub, said he heard an almighty screech moments before the vehicle struck the wall. Police were called, but the driver fled the scene before they arrived. The impact knocked down the front garden walls of two neighbouring properties next to Mr. Beatty's shop.
Now to letters from the Evening News.